The selectmen unanimously voted to maintain a 15% shift tax levy towards commercial property for fiscal year 2014. The decision sets the residential rate at $19.95 and the commercial rate at $23.69. Compared to last year, these figures represent an increase of $1.70 per $1,000 of assessed value of a residential property and a jump of $2.02 for commercial. Selectman Joseph Nowak.
You want us to stop, you know, plowing the roads, helping out the elderly, which we do so greatly here in this town. You want us to, you know, shortchange the students and things. And a lot of people would say, no, I'm not for raising taxes, but I'm also a realist when it comes to what needs to be done in this community.
The town's $14.2 million budget, of which $9.6 million comes from taxes, has already been approved. The board's vote simply determines how the money will be raised. John Cowie was among the dozen residents at the meeting and says businesses are leaving town and argued for cutting town services instead of raising taxes.
But if your community is dying, you have to face the fact. And if you don't face that fact, we're going to be going through the same thing next year when the tax rate's going to be going up.
Board Chairman John Duvall says the town continues to provide excellent services, even while its operating costs have decreased within the current budget. Only 20 cents of the $1.70 residential tax rate jump comes from the town, which Duvall says is made up of contractual and insurance increases. Town Administrator Jonathan Butler says the remaining $1.50 is a result of the Adams-Cheshire Regional School District budget and a bond for the renovation of Hoosick Valley High School. Responding to a plea from resident Jeffrey Lefebvre to cut services rather than increase taxes, Butler says in recent years the town has eliminated positions in the police department and public works and consolidated in other areas.
The thing is, though, there's two sides. To be able to say our taxes are too high, you've got to be willing to make some compromises, and then you've got to actually stand behind them when they become real, when they affect people's jobs, when they affect programs you utilize, when they affect programs your loved ones realize. So understand, there is a compassionate debate about these things every year, but if you're going to be an advocate for lower taxes, you've got to be compassionate
all
on the other side as well.
I'm not coming after the town.
Resident and former selectman George Haddad argues the town should further downsize because homeowners are struggling to make ends meet.
There's no shame in tightening your belt and maybe not having certain things. There's no shame in that. But people have to feed their families. These tax rates are starting to put major burden on a lot of people in town.
Selectman Arthur Skip Harrington says changing the shift to lower the residential rate will further hurt businesses, who represent only 20% of the town's property.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You try to find a balance. So when you add $1 per thousand to your businesses, it's not a $200 hit. It's maybe a $2,000 hit.
Chairman Duvall adds the tax rate is related to the town's assessed property values, which are significantly lower than those in Pittsfield and Dalton. According to town assessor Donna McDonald, last year's reassessment dropped property values by nearly $30 million, causing the tax rate to rise in order to support the budget. Lefebvre says the town needs to reevaluate its needs for next year's budget.
Well, that's the way I was hoping it would go. I would not want to see them reduce the shift nor increase the shift, but I would like to turn around and see them at next budget season to turn around and look a little bit more harder because they're putting too much of a burden on the predominantly elderly in this town.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.